To discover this way, is the your survival, your comfort, and your survival. See? the numberless sentences, so many sentences. have to suffer, have to kill them. The others create karma, So everything comes from like that. The house, food, clothing, the long evolutions you check. So so therefore impossible to live the life for oneself, to live the life for your own happiness. It's impossible. So you think like that. thinking only was for happiness, my happiness, day and night. One day, doing everything for that. In other words, everything is feeding the ego, working for the ego, feeding the ego. So, everything is for the ego. This is a challenging talk, you see. Even meditation is for ego. And even one say to practice Dharma, try to collect virtue, cause happiness for the ego. Even one chant mantra, even after one has met Buddha Dharma, no question before, even after one has met Buddha Dharma, one has some understanding, some faith in karma. And then the faith to Buddha Dharma Sangha, and then some reliance on that. But still, you see, if you want to recite a mantra, it's for ego, for my happiness, and if you want to collect virtue by making offering to Buddha Dharma Sangha, for my happiness. No question about eating, walking, doing jobs, sleeping for my happiness. So it became extremely sad things. No thought of benefiting. No knowledge or the no thought of benefiting to all these numberless entanglements. From who created karma for this the house, food and clothing, all these things. Created karma harming others. For this creating karma and others, someone that suffers and have killed numerous beings. So in the total evolution of each of these. So it's completely from their side, so if they look at you, from their side, you see, you take their side and look at you, they become most cruel, so most cruel, or most selfish, most cruel being, you see, and no thought benefiting them, or to cause happiness to them, to do something, to benefit something for them, to help something for them. So all this comfort, enjoyment, survival, and that was every day. Then we are able to get, say that, because they didn't ever say have opportunity to practice Dharma, able to have this precious human body every day, every minute, every hour, minute, second, and have, and because of that, able to practice Dharma, opportunity to practice Dharma. So even in every second, even in every second that you can achieve, say, not only the happiness of your lives, but you can achieve also the ultimate happiness, total cessation of all the suffering causes, ultimate happiness. Even every second you can really see precious in your body, you can kill cause to achieve that. And every second you can also kill cause to achieve enlightenment for sentient beings. The completion of all the qualities, all the cessations of the mysterious mind, so the full enlightenment you can achieve. To be able to liberate a number of sentient beings from the oceans of some sort of suffering and bring them in the full enlightenment. So in every second, that is, with the perfect human birth, you can feel cause. So this is completely like by kindness of these number of sentient beings, that we can logically, without particular faith, without, you can say, here, it is kindness, you can see dependent arising, so this, you can see, say, doesn't it, the religious faith that here, see the, that definitely the kindness of this numberless, all these sentient beings, sentient before, all those who suffered, died, and killed, so those others, couldn't come. For the shelter, for the house, all these things, and food, cloth, and all that, all these things. So even when we're traveling, so many, insects, things, ants, maintenance, road resistance. That, say, so this is a. So the, from all. We have these incredible opportunities, this life that came from all each and every single person of blessed demons. So therefore, we have a total responsibility. We have to benefit from them. So immediately change our mind from cherishing I into cherishing others. Root of the path to enlightenment. So we need to attend the Lamrim, the whole path to enlightenment, to repair kindness for these all the sentient beings. Then no question, the number of sentient other sentient beings, number of others, all the rest of sentient beings, so to repair the kindness. From whom one receives all the three time happiness from the past, present, past, numbers past, present, future, all the happiness from each sentient being. Even the break time from serial meditation, how to make life meaningful, say, dedicated for sentient beings. So our activities should be not only to become Dharma, but a cause of enlightenment. So Buddha, from Chalamyosthapato Sutra of the Pure Sutra, that which makes our conducts, daily life pure. Chalamyosthapato, so the Sutra that our daily life conduct, which makes our daily life conduct pure. So put it that way. So there's some things which are not there, so it's there, because the meaning is the same. So Buddha gives some examples. There's you see, same idea. Dedicated for Sunday being, that actually becomes possible enlightenment. So, so I said yesterday, in the morning when you wake up, may all sentient beings worship holy body Buddha. You see, so when you dress, may all sentient beings wear the dress of shine shame or the concentration to others. of course, if one is living this, if one shine shame or the concentration to others, so then you see you are able to protect karma, then you are able to abandon the karma, you're able to live in the Bodhisattva, Patimashvah, Bodhisattva, Tantabha, you suppose vows one's taking, you see, dare not, to brag, you see, so you can understand that, you understand the point. But even the ordinary way of talking, when you have this shy and this, towards others, shy of shame, what to tell you. Then if you have that, you become good human being, even the ordinary way of talking, just come in the world, and if you have that, you're good human being, you are not trying to engage in the all sorts of cheating and deceiving and criminal action and sort of thing. They're harming others, you see, harming you, harming others, or you don't engage in that. So, just even normally in the world, you see. So when you put, the belt, may all sentient beings, men of doom, be bound with the three high trains. High train of morality, high train of concentration, high train of wisdom. See that, and then when you release, so that I think maybe they say with the same idea, just expand, what the Buddha explains, so then it's the same. But they give idea how to, with some examples, just so. So when you release the belt, I think the dedication may all sentient beings be liberated from the boundaries of karma and delusion. So when you go to bed, then think. So after you lay down, then think, may all sentient beings achieve Dhammakaya. And those who have received great initiation, high tantric great initiation, or the lower tantric great initiation, then there's a, even generous great initiation, then there's a, then you see, sleeping yoga, there's a sleeping yoga, even if you receive only lower tantric great initiation, with that deity. So only do that, in the tantric, the sleeping yoga, so that, to make the sleeping time harmony. Usually it's 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours, many hours of sleeping. Very important, for so many hours sleeping, so very important how to make that not waste the life. And to not become negative karma, and to especially not all dharma, but cause of the benefit for sentient beings. Cause of enlightenment. When they become cause of enlightenment, then benefit for sentient beings. And then high tongue, if it's a high tongue trick, you see, the initiation, then there's a sleeping yoga there, and also rising yoga. So you see. So practice those, you see. When you meditate, you set it up the Ryu Nam Nam Ketchu Dun Den. So the better than a certain posture. See, first enjoy your good sleep, so sadly so, so that all this becomes a condition, you know, setting up a proper condition for, see, so to be able to meditate, to concentrate, you see, without obstacles. So, so here, when you go to sleep, then remember, by remembering Buddha, when you're passing through the surrender state, then that position, the lying position, so lying, laying down position, so I didn't see, it's not lying, this is not African lying, this is not African lying, laying down. This is not that, see. So I didn't see snow line. I didn't see snow line, Sulukumbu. I haven't seen E.T. yet, snowball. Snowball man yet. I haven't seen the E.T. So, so it says snow, thinking out the, so this is line laying down, in the position of line laying down. So much that way. So, so perform the body in that way. So the right, so keep your legs together. Stretch. Then this side rib, you know, right rib on the bed. So not slim down like this, you know, upside down or up. Say to the right side rib to the bed. For the bed, so so the right hand at the anterior, I say, anterior, the, which one? With this, tick. So anyway, so the left arm stretch onto the body, see, so that so by remembering Buddha, also sleep with that position, by remembering Buddha, you know, so then that helps, so mind get trained, remembering Buddha, then you also want the day, you also, when the death comes, very easy to remember Buddha. Very easy to remember Buddha. Oh. So like this, you know, in daily life, everyone can remember Buddha. Such a time when I go to bed like that. when the most critical, dangerous time, death comes, you know, even that time, very easy to remember Buddha, and then you are totally saved. You are totally free from the lower realms. Completely saved. So even that time, remember that. So as you remember, during Debji Chuden Rinpoche's teaching, LMP, so the last, you know, Dharma practitioner way of dying is, I don't need to be afraid of death, you know, I don't need to be afraid. Because the Buddha Dharma Sangha, that one can rely upon. But I can rely on Buddha Dharma. But there's Buddha Dharma Sangha that I can rely upon, so, you know, I don't need to be scared. So Rinpoche put this way, the last three categories, you know, the Dharma practitioner, you see, dying. The great Dharma practitioner, middle Dharma practitioner, the lower Dharma. So this is the lower Dharma practitioner. So remember the Dharma Sangha, you see, and love them completely granted. So lower realm goodbye. Buddha Dharma Sangha at the lower realm goodbye. Buddha Dharma Sangha at the time of death, you know, the hell animal, and goes lower realm goodbye. So that, so it helps preparation for death, you see. So that then. Sleep in this position, then this is it helps from spirit harm. You don't receive spirit harm. You don't get nightmares. Anyway, you're protected. then the mind, you see, a general compassion to other sentient beings, but it's now, you see. All the I actually not checked all the phenomena, nothing. See, what they are is what is made in my mind, so they are all totally empty. So just to continue the mind in that, sleep, all. So talking about good devotion. So your head is in front of Guru. In front of Guru. That is a numberless past, present, future Buddhas. This is a embodiment of numberless past, present, future Buddha. All the ten direction Buddha. This is everything. So what you visualize, or an aspect or the an aspect of deity. Good devotion. With that mind, and the got that will sleep, renunciation and bodhicitta right both ways. So that are all the sleep is so there's four things which can be transformed in virtue, non-virtue, what sleep means one. So it can be non-virtue, also can become also virtue. So this is the way how to become virtue. So of course those who can practice during the sleep, in dream time, be able to preserve those who can practice Dharma in dream, or use Dharma, use of a dream to practice Dharma. That's a personal question. Those who can recognize clear light during that time, there's no question. So it's a my life is to benefit, to free the sentient beings from other sovereign causes, bring to enlightenment, I must teach them thereby become from practice yoga of sleeping. That and you do it. Could do like that, if not like that, then the another common way is that purpose of my life is to free the sentient beings from all the sovereign cause, bring to enlightenment. Therefore, I must assume enlightenment. I'm going to sleep. For health, to serve others, to be able to serve others. So even when everyone cannot think enlightenment or this, but even for ordinary people, who are difficult to think about the enlightenment, then my purpose, my life is to help others, to benefit others. So therefore, they are going to sleep as like medicine is for sleep, you know, for the long life, for health, to benefit others, to serve others. So that even if we cannot understand, able to think about enlightenment, all those. So even so, can dedicate the sleeping for others, and it is the symbol, motivation, benefit others, total benefit others like that. So it becomes a virtue. So if that is done, the sleeping done with that heart inside, you see, to benefit others, then become virtue. So that. even there is not Buddhist, not particular Muslim person, not Buddhist, but so still one can to help others, to benefit others, is a universal sort of thing that anybody can understand. So for that, but then need healthy long life, to sleep with that, so that. So it is mentioned in the Lama Rinchemo that you clean your feet, you know, to go in bed, so that the sleeping doesn't become very heavy, so easy to wake up. Clean your feet and wash your feet and then go to sleep. So that helps the thing to sleep to not become heavy, so that one can then helps to wake up easily, so that one can get up earlier to do practice. Also mentioned to think light. So mind to think light, so that also helps. When one starts sleeping, the light also helps. So the sleep does not become heavy. So it's easy to wake up. See, to practice. So then it is said in the mind, you know, makes strong determination when we go to bed, you know, to get up early and to practice, and there is strong determination. So then that helps next morning to. It's also your inspiration to be able to get up early and then to practice. So that. So Lama Tsongkhapa said that it should be like animal. Nighttime, when animals they sleep, they pay attention. So they keep their ears up. You know, if they. You're cautious that not totally asleep. They keep the ears up in case the enemy comes. So the enemy comes, you know, other animal enemy, or can be also human beings too, to harm. So the one can run away, or you know, so they can protect. So alert, you know, to have alert. So nowadays. Nowadays, many times mentioned TV, alert, to be, in the United States, mentioned many times to be alert. So I don't know how you're going to be alert. since the New York Tower was destroyed and announced, you say many times to be alert. So the Lama Rinchenpo explained that to be alert, see, so that in the heart, you know, strong determination to get up early, see, to the practice. So then when it's there, then when you go to bed, then it's able to, that helps to morning able to get up early to the practice. So it doesn't become, so helps the mind to become weak. Then carry on sleeping. carelessly when they're missing practice. So when you get up, the things, may all sentient beings rise up from the oceans of samsara suffering. So when you when you enter the Gomba or in your room, every time when you enter in your room or in the Gomba, then you think, may all sentient beings entered in the supreme city, in the city of the great liberation. The full enlightenment. So here it's a city of sorrowful state, he says. So that's a message of Lua Nirvana. However, so you say, great liberation, that's full enlightenment. The non-abiding sorrowful state, you see. Then you pray like this, and then you think, mind, I'm bring the sentient beings. And bring the sentient beings in the supreme city of the great liberation. See, and bring all sentient beings in the supreme city of the great liberation. So that you may pray, and also you think you're bringing the sentient beings to the supreme city of great liberation. So that so when you go out the Gomba or the room, then may all sentient beings see, be free from prison of samsara. Then also in your mind, think in your mind, you think I'm liberating or bringing out or all the sentient beings from prison of samsara. See, so when you open the door, you can pray. And also think, I'm opening door for sentient beings, for all the sentient beings, the door of the wisdom, the door of the wisdom, transcendent wisdom, beyond from the, which is transcendent world, you pray, and also you think you're opening door, for all the sentient, the door of transcendent wisdom or beyond from the mind of the world. Yes, you see the beyond from samsara, something like that. And then when you close, this is when I don't think it's there, but just say this is written there. It's the same. You pray and you think, may all sentient I'm closing the door of samsara, door of all sentient beings. I'm closing. Then every time when you sit down, there is bodhicitta that I will lead all sentient beings to enlightenment each time when you sit down, see. So when you open the door, that's what Buddha explained, is the door of the transcendental wisdom going beyond the mundane world of samsara. So how you can think that I'm opening the door, say, of the liberation and enlightenment. For all sentient beings. See, the door, does it? The opened the door for enlightenment. So I think that opening also door of Pure Land. When you lit incense, then think that to illuminate the all the stains of all the stains, or the bad all the bad smell, the say evil nature of sentient beings. See, to eliminate to have the smell of morality. The praying, may they all have pure, may they all say, have pure morality. For that, so to eliminate bad smell, the bad evil nature of the sentient being, then you think that to have a smell moral, pure morality, let's stop there. Dāgī chīnī sābhīṃ gīvā dī dāṃ dhūvā gulā gāṃ bāṃ dāṃ jebhara jīsū lō sāṃ dhāvā tīṃ bē nīṃ bō rīṃ dhū sā chī shē shū
Bhūrī sā shī bē kī
chū yī mē lō dhāmā May the Bodhijitas also all the happiness, successful, and self awesomeness. May it be immediately expressed with one's heart, one's family members, in the hearts of all the students in this organization, and in the hearts of all those supporters and those who give up their life to the organization to offer offering service to sentient being, teaching the Buddha. And then in the hearts of all the rest of sentient beings. Without delay in second. Tang jo simen jo en bo se ma te ba ma en je jo se ye wa ya Did you know the three time made this clapping? Lord Pastor, made the Buddhist representative, especially in the hearts of all the leaders of this world. Changjo semen joy rimboje, maje pa ma maje joje, jeva nyambaye me baye, hone gondo ye bevarajo. Especially by the Buddhist representative in the hearts of all the people, young and old, people then who has harmful thoughts to harm others. So-called terrorists or whatever. So everyone who was young and old, those harmful thoughts to then dangerous thoughts to harm others. Then bodhicitta to be taken their hearts to generate the place of the the evil thought. Changjo se joy rimboy che, ma je pa na je juroy che, je va nya ba me ba ye, ho ne gondo be la jo. Nga de ra ve go ve ai shen ga ma ye de, we have a stable life and to have perfect to be able to see perfect health and by having purified the or karma to see and health and then to turn Dharma will continuously to us in terms. Due to the past, present, future, management of others, may able to offer limitless God's benefit to the invitation of the Dalai Lama Tsongkhapa. By having the same quality with the Meza Lama Tsongkhapa has from now on, in all the lifetimes, in every second, to be like that. Due to the past, present, future, management of the Dalai Lama others, just myself, that's sentence who has connection to me. Merely, just it merely being this universe, world, country, place, house. Just about that. But the sentient beings living in this universe, world, country, place, house. May the need come up, immediately get purified. May the need be able to get upon lower realms forever. May the sickness immediately get healed and free from spirit harm. And find further Rupishkarma, exercise Bodhicitta in all their hearts immediately. And may all their wishes be fulfilled immediately. Wishes will happen. And it's even lighter when this was possible. And may nobody say, war, famine, disease, torture, poverty, sicknesses, and dangers of fire, water, air, earthquakes. Wherever it is happening in this part of the world, in any part of the world, may it be stopped immediately, and may nobody in this world experience all these undesirable things forever. And may did all the three time it is clothing to them is clothes. May all the fundings be exercised received without living second and construct the complete about the continue complete as quick as possible to find the fit with their statue. And the statues in Tibet. The statues in the rest of the world. Then may it be the most beneficial to the to the sentient beings. To bring them to enlightenment as quick as possible. Because we just like Buddha Chitta. Service to Manasa, Sankhas, and Sankhas, and all of them. The Buddha Manasa knows the different parts of the world, and social service to different parts of the world, and then to most beneficial. And to cause the compassion in their hearts. And they present how, Guru Bhajapani here, it's most beneficial for all sinners. We worship him to all and listen to the enlightenment as well. Receive all the needs. That's very particular about the teaching, complete teaching in the house of all the needs. All the needs, all the projects, whatever the presenter has, and including here, but it's very best actualized. We have actualized immediately without any obstacles. Did you with the past, present, and future medical material is all about this? That which is merely lived by mind, but I who is also merely lived by mind. It is the Christian of this enlightenment, which is also merely lived by mind. Did all the sentient beings also merely lived by mind to that enlightenment? To the Christian of this enlightenment, which is also merely lived by mind? By myself alone, who is also merely lived by mind? So reality is same, all the, means all this empty. I take all the merits to be follow all the extremities of the song of the bottom, because it realizes I take all the merits and I take all the merits.